been hard, but it's been really hard to try and adjust again, and knowing that he is going to look for an appeal as well. So it's another worry, but I'm trying to see her anniversary now is in 2 weeks' time as well. So March will be hard anyways for us, but now we're getting there.
Did you feel that that journey to India would provide closure and nothing more, Andrea? And now the fact that he is going to appeal that must be awful for you and your family.
I'm glad I went over because I wanted to see the beauty that Danielle seen. And Danielle loved Goa and she loved India. So I'm glad I went for that reason. To see what she's seen. Because I could see, I was looking through her eyes, not my eyes. And I got to meet the police officers, police investigating officers, public prosecutor, the DPP. And they were showing us all the work we'd done. And you could see, I wasn't sure how they were treating her because she was a foreigner. But I could see that they really did great empathy. And they thought of Danielle, they were treating her like she was one of their own, like one of their own daughters, which gave me great comfort.
And these investigators were obviously the people who had been working on the case for 8 years now, Andrea. Were there questions as to why it took so long to
Well,
to
it wasn't
far.
Their fault. A lot of it would have been to do with what he delayed court a lot because of looking for motorbikes back and about handcuffs, and then COVID happened, and it had nothing to do with them. I did think that way back, like to do with them, but then once you met them, you realise, like I was chatting with two police officers and they were saying they took it in turns, so they never missed a court date. And they went to over 250 court dates between the two of them.
Now that you are a few weeks on from that, Andrea.
2 weeks. Yeah.
So, attentions are now turning to hopes for an inquest to take place here in Ireland. Talk us through that, Andrea, and why you and your family want this.
If you die abroad, you're just automatically handed coroner's report. Danielle had two postmortems, one in Goa and one in Dublin. Mary Cassidy done the second one. But you're automatically handed these coroner reports. Like, we're not medically trained to be reading these. And like, I'm expected to read what happened to my daughter and how she was left. I would like it to be done that a medical professional is reading it to us and explaining it better. Just like if Danielle had died here in this country, we would automatically get an inquest. Because you die abroad, you're not entitled to one. I think we've only been three in the whole island of Ireland ever of people that died abroad.
But you're hopeful that this inquest could be granted, Andrea?
I'm hopeful that it will be granted. It would just be more for to give us answers. And like, we have a death certificate for Danielle, and you wouldn't call it a death certificate, put it like that. I would like a proper death certificate for Danielle.
Another reason I understand for this call for an inquest is to make it easier, God forbid that anything like this would ever happen to anybody else, but if it were to happen to another family, to make it easier for
to make
them.
It more accessible. Like, we were nothing and place for people that died abroad and the Victims Charter. And Jolene, she and myself, we spoke to Leo Redker, and we spoke about that they were nothing for victims of abroad. And so they actually changed the amendment, and now there is the Neil McLaughlin Amendment and the Victims Charter now. That means that there's more support out there for families that lose somebody abroad. they're told what to do and where to go. But we're still not entitled to a lot compared to if your child dies in this country.
You mentioned that March is undoubtedly an exceptionally hard month for you and your family, Andrea. Is the fact that Vicket Baggett and he's going to appeal, is that making things harder in these difficult times?
I'm trying not to focus on that, to be honest with you. I'm trying not to even think about it. I was finding it hard and I was regardless, but it's a bit easier this year because of the fact that we know now that he has been given two life sentences. So, and hopefully, like the way I'm trying to think positive, that the Indian system, that he won't get his appeal, that it won't be granted. So, no, it's just a matter of, it's now in March, like I think, like of every day, what was going on. You asked me what I'd done yesterday, I can hardly remember, but I remember everything to do with from the 13th of March.